I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Terrorism in the last 7 days has killed more than 200 people in Iraq alone. Those responsible? Muslim fundamentalists. What's interesting is that God is working in the lives of Muslims. The Bridge International supported Ariel Edwardson, an evangelist from Norway, is sharing the gospel in Arabic on the internet.
What really shocked me is that the great response come from Arabs in the United States and Canada. In the last few months, more than 30,000 Arabs living in North America have responded and are interested to be saved and interested in the gospel.
He's encouraging Americans to reach out. Next, more than ever, Russian youth are ready to hear the gospel. They're searching for truth and identity in their life since the fall of the Soviet Union. Eugene Bakhamutsky leads all Baptist Union youth ministry work in Russia with the help of the Slavic Gospel Association. He recently went into college dorms to share the gospel.
Every door which we knocked, every person which we talked wanted to talk about Jesus Christ. And just because of a lost hope in drugs, they lost hope in entertainment stuff. They just wanted something serious, something real.
The growing interest causes a desperate need for youth pastors. Learn more at our website. And finally, hundreds of millions of people in India will be able to see the Godman film this Easter. It's an animated version of the Book of Hope, which will be aired on cable and in homes and churches Easter weekend. As many as 2 million children who see the film could also be given the Book of Hope. The Godman has already been formatted for 4 cultures and 14 languages. Pray that many come to know Christ's hope through this film. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God. Stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact in their world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.